Lesson 12. Preparation for testing. Listening comprehension. Activity book, exercise 1, page 64.
Teenagers' attitudes towards adverts vary. You will hear four teenagers talking about their attitude towards advertising. For questions 1 to 4, choose from the list A to F, what each of them thinks about commercials and advertisements. There are two extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recording twice. Now we're ready to start. Speaker 1.
Watching a film on television is really like watching 20 commercials with a film sandwiched in between. Some ads are really clever or make you laugh, but some ads are so annoying, and when there is a commercial break, that's the time for me to rush to the refrigerator. I prepare a snack and come back just in time for the start of the film. You don't love all the ads either. Go and get some food.
Speaker 2.
Ads are annoying. Around 15 minutes in every hour of TV are full of ads. The most annoying thing about adverts is that they come on when you are watching a really good film. They really spoil it. Besides, in adverts, kids seem to always be healthy, happy, and well off. All the women seem to be young and beautiful. All the men seem to love their household chores. All the teenagers seem to have a wonderful time at parties and at school. And all of them seem to enjoy large family gatherings. But that's not true at all.
Speaker 3.
The best thing on TV is the adverts. Some of them are wonderful, really funny. To be honest, I like them more than the programs. Why have programs if we have adverts? Watching commercials for me is like watching a thrilling television serial. It's great. Commercials are creative and informative. Watch, they are full of fun, humor and fantasy. Best of all, I enjoy ads that show a TV celebrity advertising a thing, a product, or a service. Everything a famous TV personality recommends is worth buying, isn't it?
Speaker 4.
According to the latest research, adverts aimed at children are not working. Why? Because lots of children like adverts that sell things that only adults can buy, like cars or expensive mobile telephones. Most of these advertisements are rather informative and of good quality. But sometimes they sell stuff that nobody needs, and some are played so often that you start hating them.
Now you have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the recording again. Speaker 1.
Watching a film on television is really like watching 20 commercials with a film sandwiched in between. Some ads are really clever or make you laugh, but some ads are so annoying, and when there is a commercial break, that's the time for me to rush to the refrigerator. I prepare a snack and come back just in time for the start of the film. You don't love all the ads either. Go and get some food.
Speaker 2.
Ads are annoying. Around 15 minutes in every hour of TV are full of ads. The most annoying thing about adverts is that they come on when you are watching a really good film. They really spoil it. Besides, in adverts, kids seem to always be healthy, happy, and well off. All the women seem to be young and beautiful. All the men seem to love their household chores. All the teenagers seem to have a wonderful time at parties and at school. And all of them seem to enjoy large family gatherings. But that's not true at all.
Speaker 3.
The best thing on TV is the adverts. Some of them are wonderful, really funny. To be honest, I like them more than the programs. Why have programs if we have adverts? Watching commercials for me is like watching a thrilling television serial. It's great. Commercials are creative and informative. Watch, they are full of fun, humor and fantasy. Best of all, I enjoy ads that show a TV celebrity advertising a thing, a product or a service. Everything a famous TV personality recommends is worth buying, isn't it?
Speaker 4.
According to the latest research, adverts aimed at children are not working. Why? Because lots of children like adverts that sell things that only adults can buy, like cars or expensive mobile telephones. Most of these advertisements are rather informative and of good quality. But sometimes they sell stuff that nobody needs, and some are played so often that you start hating them.
Now you have 15 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of the listening task.